The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
In the last episode of the Hawk Chronicles.
You're telling me that Hawk was going to Latumis on the Mercury?
Yeah, at 5 p.m.
And you didn't check?
If she doesn't come back. You tell your superiors you were going through the curriculum and didn't notice she was missing.
You said your father was captured by Rage.
Yes.
Was he on an IDF vessel?
I was never told the details. In fact, what I was told was not accurate.
You mean they lied to you?
The Mercury was scheduled to leave at 2 bells, which converts to about 10 a.m.
So, she lied to you?
She had her reasons.
I'm Bella, by the way. What takes you to Latumis?
I'm hoping to visit my father.
So, what are your plans?
Well...
Save it. You don't have a plan, but I do know one guard who can help. Give my necklace to him and tell him that you want to see your father.
Well, how will I recognize him?
He's a Jubatan, like Sheena.
We need to discuss the Roosevelt Step.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, a perfect landing, and welcome to the Black Pit of the Universe, Latumis Federal Prison.
And now, episode 38, Contact.
Latumis, Mercury clear of runway at Charlie 1.
Roger, Mercury. Contact ground on the 126.9er.
Roger, 126.9er. Latumis ground, Mercury at Charlie 1 for Doc Alpha.
Mercury, you are clear for Texas. Charlie Kilo, left-on Victor 2 Bravo.
Mercury, copy. Charlie Kilo, Victor Bravo. Sheena, you have the bridge.
Yes, Captain.
Nate to cargo, prep for offload. Kate Hawk to cargo. Kate Hawk to cargo bay. Nate, do you have the landing permit and manifest?
Aye, Captain. Got them right here.
Good. All the customs forms in order?
Freshly printed.
Freshly printed? Why, Captain, you wouldn't be trying to pull a fast one on someone, would you?
Me? Absolutely not, Miss Hawk. I'm a legitimate cargo captain. So what's your plan of action?
I have a package to deliver.
Ah, I see you have some of Bella's famous candy.
1,000 pieces.
That should do the trick, but be careful. Jubatans are a little temperamental.
Hey, give him a break. It's not easy being green, especially if you're a male Jubatan. This necklace and medallion is supposed to go to the guard.
Did Bella give you that, too?
Evidently, it's a family token. The guard is going to deliver it to her brother.
He's required to stay on the dock until we've offloaded, so I suggest you make yourself comfortable, and I'll notify you when we've offloaded.
Will this take long?
You've been waiting 5 years. A few more hours won't kill you.
Ground pushback? Has locked on. Docking Alpha. Main power shut down.
Copy, shut down. Prepare hatch for opening. Get the crew ready for offload.
Aye, sir.
I'll make contact with the Jubatan guard. In the meantime, you make yourself comfortable. I'll call you when you're cleared to disembark.
I'll be right here.
So, Wagner, why the hurry to scrap the Roosevelt? Why authorize its refurbishment only to then decommission and then scrap it? Maybe. Just maybe. We missed something. All the access panels were removed for maintenance. Robert! Grab your pad and bring it to the STIP.
Yes, sir.
All right, Mr. Wagner. What are you hiding? Why do you want your people to scrap the Roosevelt and not mine? You have the blueprints?
Yes, sir. What in particular do you need?
I'm not exactly sure yet.
Sir?
Homeland wants the STIP decommissioned, and they are insisting that their people strip it.
Strip it? After the money we spent on upgrades? I don't understand.
Which is exactly why we need to go over the plans. What would be in here that they need so badly?
So, you think something is hidden in here?
It's the only thing that makes any sense. Why tear it apart and use your own people? Decommissioning is our job. When we upgraded, did we access every panel? Every compartment.
Along with the standard upgrade, we had to make the repairs on the structure after the crash landing. We took this old bucket apart.
I take it that your work log will reflect everything that was done?
Every step is cataloged. A full refurbishment calls for all access panels to be opened.
Including the crew comfort pallet.
Especially that. There was nothing in the tank.
How about the personal stowage compartment for the crew?
Empty and cleaned.
There's got to be something we're missing.
It would be helpful to know what it is we need to find. Contraband, maybe?
I don't think so. Von Longer was the last to use the STIP, and he would have taken it with him.
Another passenger, perhaps?
Horace Hawk was the main user of the Roosevelt. It was basically his ship.
He's in prison, so if it's something he did, it would most likely still be here.
I think you're right, Robert. It just might be something Horace hid. Wagner was the one who prosecuted him.
You think he might have hidden something that Mr. Wagner did not want us to see?
If that's the case, then it would be something that might clear him. That means it would most likely be information.
From what I understand, Agent Horace Hawk was pretty old school. If he wrote something down, we could have found it.
Horace was old school in his antics and work ethics. But he embraced technology. I think we're looking for something digital.
Sir, perhaps it's just as Mr. Wagner said. Perhaps they just want to decommission the STIP, and he wants to use his own manpower, rather than using the people trained to do the job. Making no sense. So, yeah, I'm with you on this one. He's hiding something.
Think, Robert. Is there any panel in the STIP that wasn't removed? Anything at all?
The only thing may be... I don't know.
What? What thing?
The biometric panels. They're hooked to the mainframe for full diagnostics. The software not only tells us if it's functional, but stress tests the parts for viability. There's no need to remove the outside or inside panels if everything checks out.
It's worth a shot. Get whatever tools you need, and pull the interior one first. If I was going to remove a panel to hide something, I'd do it inside the STIP, out of view.
So, Hawk, going to see your father?
If everything goes according to plan.
And your plan? It involves the security guard?
I'm supposed to give him this bribe. And this.
Jewelry? You're giving him jewelry?
Relax, it's not from me. It's from Bella.
I will eviscerate that female dog.
I don't think Bella has any interest in the Jubaten guard. The jewelry is for her brother, being held prisoner in there. He's just gonna smuggle it in for her and get me inside to see my father.
If I see him wearing this jewelry, I will eviscerate her. You and him. Especially him.
Yeah, I hear your kind is pretty hard on the opposite sex.
Your species could learn a lot from us.
Well, I see you two are getting along.
Like oil and vinegar.
Sheena, get over to Flight Ops and check with customs. See if there's any kind of backhaul we can get. I hate deadheading.
Aye, sir.
Well, it's nice to see there was no bloodletting. You should be able to disembark in just a few minutes. I still don't see how you think you're going to be able to walk right in there and visit dear old dad.
With this?
Hey, I thought I told you not to flash your shield anywhere on my ship.
Once the Jubaten leads me in, I'll display my shield and act like I own the place. The guard will escort me and act as my bodyguard.
Really? You're putting trust in a Jubaten security guard?
No, I don't trust him as far as I can throw him. That's why he's getting only half up front and the other half when we return.
I see. So as a child, you had rattlesnakes as pets.
Look, Rogers, I can handle myself just fine. I'll be back within the designated time and we can get off this rock.
All right, look. Here's an overview of the base. Right now, we're right here. Once we're offloaded, we'll be parked right here, so if you're not back at the designated time, well, enjoy your stay.
I said, I'll be back.
Any luck?
I pulled the integrated circuit. The model still uses the old soldier circuit board. It does the job okay, but it's pretty outdated. I'm surprised we weren't ordered to upgrade.
Which makes it a perfect candidate for Wagner's interest.
It's been a while since I've read schematics as old as this, but something doesn't make sense.
What exactly?
This semiconductor. It's an old three-pronged transistor, the kind you use to amplify a signal.
What's so odd about it?
It should be part of the integrated circuit. It's not in the schematics, but more importantly, look at the back of the circuit board. It's soldered in, but there's no circuitry connecting it. It's just soldered into the board. Wait, I think I'm prying the cap off. Yeah, there you go. I don't know what you expect to find. There's nothing but this little piece of plastic.
That, my friend, is not plastic. That is old, old spy technology called microfilm. Specifically, this is microdot. We should be able to magnify this and see what Horace was hiding. Once we get all the information off of this, put it back, reseal the transistor, and replace the panel. Even though he's probably totally unaware of it, I don't want Wagner to know we found it.
Yes, sir.
All right, Hawk, you're clear to disembark. The Jubatan is right by the door. Can't miss him, the 7-foot green guy. Look, be careful.
Well, Rogers, I'm touched by your concern.
For my money. If you don't come back, I don't get the rest of my pay.
You are the Earth human here to see your father?
Yes.
You have something for me?
Yes, I do. Here, 500.
The fee is 1,000.
Which you'll get once I'm safely returned. Do you have a problem with that?
It is a good business policy. I accept. But cross me and...
And this is from Bella.
Good. I am expecting this. What is your plan?
Once we're inside, I'll display this.
You're federal!
Don't get your scales in a twist, big guy. I'm only a probationary, stationed on Boldabar for inductee training. I'm only playing this IDF game to get to my father and find a way to get him released.
And you expect to do all that with a tin badge?
You'd better be careful there, big guy. Sheena's watching. She might not like you laughing it up with me.
Sheena. Come quickly. We have little time.
I thought that might get your attention. Now, how exactly does this work?
I have arranged for your father to be in an interrogation room with a guard I can trust. You will have 15 minutes, tops. Here, put on this visitor's badge.
Thanks. Where will you be?
I must deliver this medallion as part of my agreement. We have a guard ahead. He's not on my payroll. We'll see how good you can act now.
Agent Hawk, IDF. I'm here to question prisoner 1701.
There are no directives here for questioning of prisoner 1701. Who authorized this?
The Intergalactic Defense Force. There should have been orders from Mr. Wagner, chief prosecutor in this case.
I'm sorry, Agent. Without the proper paperwork, I can't let you in.
Then I suggest you personally contact the controller and tell him that even though you have a prisoner sitting in the interrogation room waiting to be questioned by an IDF agent on behalf of the lead prosecuting attorney and current director of Homeland Security for Sector 3, you're not going to let her in because you don't have the paperwork.
This is highly irregular.
This is status quo, my friend. Once you're here as long as I, you'll understand. Now, is there a prisoner in 1701 in the interrogation room? Is this an IDF badge? And is this a visitor's pass?
Well, there is a prisoner there.
Then I suggest we get on with it. I'll only be about 15 minutes.
Mr. Pierman, I've recovered the document on the microfilm. I think you'll want to see this.
Put it up on the main screen. Let's see. To be opened any time after 2010. I believe that's our candidate, Robert.
Yes, sir.
I, Horace Hawk, am writing this in the event that I do not return by January 2010. I have been... Oh, my. Robert, we must get a message to Nelson immediately. Agent Hawk must not try to see her father.
You have 15 minutes, Agent.
Katie?
Oh, Dad.
What has Pierman read in Horace Hawk's hidden file? What was it that prompted him to warn Kate not to see her father? Will Kate become like her father, a prisoner of the IDF? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Escape.